USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Earlier today, news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified that the reports are untrue and that he intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he took office. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. This move follows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions pave the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on felony gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. Negotiations are underway to avert another three-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. This healthcare worker participating on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling short-staffed.
The union warns of further strikes if next week's bargaining sessions don't yield results. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
United Auto Workers leader Sean Fain reports progress in negotiations with General Motors. In an update Friday, he mentioned GM's significant strides in the bargaining process, stating they've surged ahead of the competition. However, the UAW's work stoppage has now extended beyond 3 weeks, and no tentative agreements have been reached with the big three automakers. New England is preparing for a weekend of high winds, heavy rain, and potential flash flooding. Post-tropical cyclone Philippe is projected to bring 3 to 5 inches of rainfall to areas in New York, New England, and southeast Canada by Sunday. The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across 3 hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed for refugees, causing inconvenience for attendees. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeled the situation a farce, saying he was concerned over prioritizing housing for illegal immigrants over American citizens, particularly veterans and service academy grads attending the patriotic event. I'm Corey Myers.
And Saturday's Powerball jackpot will now be worth a staggering $1.4 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.